A tragic piece of history involving a murder and a lynching has resurfaced in the town of Marietta, Georgia. In 1915, Leo Frank, a Jewish man from Brooklyn, was lynched for raping and killing 13-year-old Mary Fagan. Many believe he was framed. The names of those in the lynch mob have remained a mystery for 85 years. But recently, a list was placed on the internet, shedding light on a secret that many in the North Georgia town wanted to keep in the dark. From member station WABE, NPR's Joshua Leves has more.
People in Marietta call the lynching of Leo Frank the black eye of their community. And from the time it happened in 1915, they've worked hard to keep the facts covered up.
You could ask them anything that you wanted to know, even about their own mother and father, and they would tell you. But when you talk about the Leo Frank case, the Iron Curtain would fall.
Dan Cox runs the Marietta Museum of History and is a lifelong Marietan. When he was young, he was taught not to bring up the Frank case.
This is better than a CIA operation, really, because there's been a lot of people at that time knew who was involved, and it's never been known.
The Leo Frank saga began and ended in mystery. In 1913, Mary Fagan, a 13-year-old white Southern girl, was raped and murdered in the National Pencil Factory, where she worked. Frank, the 29-year-old superintendent, quickly became a suspect, despite little evidence. Dan Cox says Frank had two strikes against him.
He was a New Yorker, which made him a Yankee. It's not too long after the Civil War, and he was a Jew.
Leo Frank protested his innocence, but he was convicted and sentenced to death. He appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to no avail, but Georgia's Governor John M. Slayton looked into the case and commuted Frank's sentence to life in prison. Then, late at night on August 16, 1915, Leo Frank was torn from his cell. His body was found the next morning, hanging from a tree at a local mill. That same year, 21 other men were lynched in Georgia. But Frank was the only white victim. His death was reported on the front pages of newspapers all over the country. Steve Oney is writing a book about the case.
First, Mariettans were proud of the lynching, and for 30 or 40 years, there was an unspoken pact among Mariettans never to allow the names to be revealed. Then as time passed, Mariettans grew ashamed of the lynching, and there was an equally unspoken pact not to let the names be revealed.
But the pact was, eventually, broken. A member of the Fagan family made a list of the lynchers and passed it on to a friend. It ended up in a file at Emory University, where Stephen Goldfarb, a local reference librarian who was writing about the case, stumbled on it.
I was flabbergasted. I could not believe that somebody had left it in there.
Goldfarb researched the names on the list and then placed the information on a website called leofranklynchers.com. He says the list confirms a suspicion that many historians had, that the lynching was meticulously planned and carried out by city leaders.
This was not an unruly proletarian mob. This was the best people in Cobb County, Marietta. There were bankers and merchants and judges and state legislators and mayors of Marietta. Even in fact, Joe Brown was an ex-governor.
The list includes some of the best-known names in Marietta to this day, names you see on street signs and office buildings. It puts popular old Marietta families in a new light. Bill Kinney, an editor of the local newspaper, says that's why he refused to publish a similar list he received from another source years ago. He says the uproar would have seriously disrupted his life.
The list hadn't been anything but a burden to me. I wish I had never had it.
Kinney points out that one of the men on the list is an ancestor of his newspaper's publisher. But he also had a more personal concern about the list. It names his uncle, Cicero Dobbs.
Why, sure. I'm embarrassed. Would you not be?
Kinney's angry the list was placed on the internet. He feels it's unfair to the community.
There are people in Marietta today who do not know that their relatives were involved in the Frank lynching. I don't think they need to deal with that now.
That's a concern that even kept one of the city's Jewish leaders from bringing forward the names. Stephen Lebo is rabbi of Temple Kol Emeth, a reform synagogue in Marietta. He was given a list of lynchers several years ago, but chose not to publicize it. Lebo says Marietta is a completely different city today from what it was in 1915. Its population has exploded, and it's home to one of the fastest-growing Jewish populations in the South. He says he didn't want to hurt people like Bill Kinney with the things their ancestors had done.
The descendants, they're not people who hate Jews. They themselves would never have done such a thing. And I think that, you know, it hurts them very deeply, as it would hurt any of us, that a grandfather or a great-grandfather had done something terrible.
But some descendants of the lynchers wanted this list to be public knowledge. Chuck Clay is a leading figure in Marietta. He's head of the state Republican Party. His great-uncle, Herbert Clay, was the Solicitor General, the man who should have prosecuted the lynchers. Instead, he was one of them. Clay says he didn't know that before seeing the list, but he always had an inkling, and he was glad to find out.
It doesn't hurt me or my feelings one bit to identify somebody who is a perpetrator in a crime. They ought to be. It should have been done then.
Clay says he thinks about members of Leo Frank's family who have gone generations not knowing who killed him.
And if there's a guilty member whose identification and a group identification helps heal scars of families that have suffered, then maybe that's one small good thing that can come out of it.
Leo Frank never had any children. But his sister did, and today Frank's great-niece, Catherine Smithline, is a registered nurse and mother of three living in New Jersey. She says the list doesn't make her feel any better, since you can't prosecute people posthumously, but she hopes it will change the way people view their family histories.
Their ancestor did something that I feel is very wrong, and if they're embarrassed because of it, maybe they can step back and look at how, you know, where they came from.
More and more people are looking back on the Leo Frank tragedy. In addition to the list, a Tony-winning musical about Frank was just performed in the area to kick off a national tour, and a new book is due out next year. And every day, at least a few people can be seen reading a plaque outside a busy Marietta office building. It's the site of Leo Frank's lynching. The sign was put up just a few years ago. It reads, "Wrongly accused, falsely convicted, wantonly murdered." Joshua Leves, NPR News, Marietta, Georgia.